This is the Mike McFeely Show on Live Local First, 790 KFGO and KFGO.com.
Watch it there, Altenberg. That dog's been known to take a nip at people in the studio before. Just be careful, okay? By the way, folks, welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Mike McFeely Show on the mighty 790 KFGO. Fun program ahead. And we always have fun programs from 2 to 5 on this radio station. Our phone number is 237-5948 or 800-880-5346. You can email us at kfgo.studio@kfgo.com. Or you can text message us. Don't text and drive. Do not be texting and driving. Pull off to the side of the road and then text us from there. 35270. 35270 is our texting number. Please include the word Mike so I know that the text message is directed at me. Mark Altenberg, Moorhead City Councilman, petting Rudy the Rescue Dog. Focus on radio. Councilman Altenberg.
The Mike and Rudy show here. Rudy the radio dog. This is awesome.
Rudy tricked me again. I take him out
snuck
in the mornings.
In the car.
Yeah, I take him out in the mornings and let him do his business. And most of the time he'll come back in the house.
Yeah.
And sometimes he won't come back in the house. And then it reaches a point where I can't wait for him to go back in the house anymore. And I know what he wants. He wants to go in my pickup truck and come to work with me. So I open up my pickup truck door. He jumps in. He comes to work with me.
That's all right.
It's okay.
I'm really honored to meet Rudy, the rescue dog.
Oh, this is your first time?
This is. So
he's all right. You're a rescue dog guy, right?
I am. I got a rescue dog. I got a rescue lab at home. We got to grab some beer and head up to the park. And now that I'm not on council, I can drink beer in the city parks.
I'm not sure that it's legal to drink beer in city parks.
That's all right. It's okay.
I wanted to have outgoing Councilman Altenberg in studio today because of the meeting yesterday and other things as well, but the meeting yesterday regarding the City of Moorhead's budget. And specifically, I wanted to point out the line that Eric Burgess wrote in the forum about Councilman Altenberg putting his reddened face in his hands and shaking his head as fellow council member Brenda Elmer was talking about one thing or another. First of all, I don't see your face being that red. Maybe it was last night you were outside or something, or you were frustrated. What was going on last night?
Little frustration last night. You know, we're trying to wrap up the budget, get things done, hand it off to the new council and the new mayor, and this big pink elephant came into the room, which was we're going to borrow money to MPS and then borrow the money back again. And basically, we paid our mortgage with our credit card and set the next council up for a nice tax increase next year.
So you kicked the can down the road.
We found one more gimmick, reached real deep in that bag and pulled that gimmick. This was a brilliant. This is a fascinating shuffle of money that just backs away from responsibility.
What would you have preferred to have been done, first of all, and then we'll break down the details of putting
step up to the responsibility. I mean, here's the deal. We had three private businesses that went belly up, and you know, three developments, and that loaded about $800,000 worth of special assessment debt on the people of Moorhead. Okay, you take a risk. You enter into a partnership with private business. You take a risk. We took a risk. We lost. Let's pay that debt off. Instead, and that would have been an 11% levy increase, which is a double-digit levy increase. I know that. About $39 a month. Well, there were some folks on the council who said, no, I can't do a double-digit. I'll do an 8, but I won't do an 11. So then we found out this fancy way to borrow money from ourselves and to take it out of the flood mitigation funds, Mike. Take it out of the money that we're supposed to be putting towards flood control so that we could bring the tax levy down from $39 to $26.
Where did the money in the flood mitigation fund come from?
It's cash that we have borrowed and is an excess amount that helps us leverage what we need to get from the legislature. But we're going to take 10% of that money, borrow it to MPS, who's then going to borrow it back to us so that we can cover this debt that was accrued from this bad business deal that we entered into.
All in the name of not raising the levy 11%.
A dollar a month.
Well, that doesn't seem right to me.
No. No. That's why I was burying my reddened face in my hands last night. Well, it's one of these things, you know, if you're going to do this, let's bring it up in October, not the night the budget has to be approved. You know, last night it was my kids' Christmas program over at their preschool. So I wanted to get out of there. I wanted to go see the kids sing their Christmas carols and do their thing. So I brought it up at 6 o'clock. We debated for 3.5 hours last night and finally came to a resolution about 9:30. And it, you know, the new council members were all in the audience. And they're laughing. They're laughing at the current council.
They shouldn't be laughing because they're going to be sitting in those chairs
well,
next.
Well, what's nice is that half of us are going to be gone. And I do appreciate democracy for being able to clear out the room once in a while and bring some new folks in, including myself, by the way.
I was going to say, how much is it going to be now on your average taxpayer in Moorhead, the increased levy?
$26.
$26 a month?
No.
$26
a year.
A year. Okay.
Yeah.
It was going to be how much if you didn't borrow the money, take the money out of the
$39 a year.
That's what the fight was over last night.
It was a 3.5-hour fight to borrow money from ourselves, give it to the utility, take it back, and yes.
I'm going to take a phone call.
Oh, no.
Bob in Moorhead.
Okay.
Hi, Bob.
Why doesn't someone explain why the city has incurred this debt service?
That's a great question, and I've tried to. I've tried to talk to the reporters, and actually Eric Berger said it, and Eric from Fox News said it. We're trying to explain it that these, you know, basically the people of Moorhead cover 70% of the specials that go into any new subdevelopment. So when a subdevelopment goes belly up, the taxpayers of Moorhead have to pay that risk. And we had two subdevelopments that went down where actually we didn't take in the letter of credit, so we have to cover 100% of that cost. When we went to our bondholders, we said, borrow us this money, and if these developments go belly up, we will raise the levy to cover the cost. And that was the promise we made.
Why did we not
have a letter of credit?
Because the one letter of credit was only for $60,000. It tells me that the entire cost of specials and underground and everything else was less than $250,000, which is impossible.
Yeah.
So that $60,000 wasn't 30%. The other two didn't kick in anything.
Yep.
How was that allowed to go forward?
That was before my time.
That's a violation of policy that was adopted by the city council.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. I don't disagree.
So when did all that go down? You said it was before your time
years,
on the council.
Years before I got on the council. This would have been in the heydays of the early 2000s.
It was following the Village Green debacle when that went belly up, and the city council decided, okay, anybody else coming in to develop has got to put 30% down on this, on what would be otherwise an afternoon special as the upfront money for a development in the city of Moorhead. And that was the standing policy, and these three didn't do it.
And we didn't do it. I mean, that is the fact that staff didn't follow through on it. The council didn't follow through on it. And we took a risk. We took a risk, and we need to take these risks, Mike and Bob. You know, if we want to develop, we need to enter into these partnerships. Now, the question that I brought up to the Home Builders Association or the council itself is, how much of a risk do we want to take on with taxpayers' money? Because not every one of these subdevelopments is going to be successful. There's going to be a certain amount that are going to be unsuccessful. And are we going to do what we just did, which was put about $800,000 worth of debt on the people of Moorhead? And we got to come up with that money because we told our bondholders that we would.
Mm-hmm.
We made this promise. And if we screw this up, we could lose our bond rating. Then everything gets more expensive. That was the fear last night, is that we use these tricks and these gimmicks to pay off our obligations. And eventually the bondholders are going to look at it and say, you know, we don't want to do business with you anymore. Or if we do business, we want a little bit more interest in order to enter into these agreements.
I have another phone call waiting for you, Mark, but I need to take a break here on the Mike McFeely Show. John and Moorhead, hang with us. We'll get to your question in just a moment on the mighty 790 KFGO. Reddened faced studio with us. I love the wordsmithing by Burgess last night.
He's getting good.
The guy is starting to craft pieces
he
now.
He is. It is nice.
He's no longer hammering out city council gamers. He's now crafting well-written pieces.
It is.
You graduate to that in writing after a
That's
while.
Good.
John in Moorhead, you're on with Councilman Altenburg. Go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Mark, thanks for your service. Appreciate that over the years.
Thank you.
It's unfortunate that our council has not been able to hold people, you know, with the city staff responsible for their misactions, for their, I don't know what you want to call it, you know. It seems as though they're untouchable, and maybe that should start with the mayor. You know, the mayor on down, when stuff is going wrong, hopefully our new mayor has the backbone to say it's wrong. So, again, just going forward, I hope our council grows a backbone.
I appreciate that, John. I really do. And you're absolutely right. I we missed it. What's amazing though is, you know, I used to live in Holly, lived outside of Holly, and Holly carried the legal. So I was able to go through the legal parts of the paper, and I saw that some of these subdevelopments weren't paying their taxes. And I saw that 3-4 years ago, and they just kept not paying their taxes. And why we didn't have city staff reading the legal section saying, hey, Johnson Farms missed another payment. Hey, Johnson Farms missed another payment. Hey, if they miss a payment next year, they're going forfeit. Why the council, why someone wasn't keeping track of that 2 years before it came into the city of Moorhead is sloppy, really sloppy, and inattentive, and cost the people of Moorhead. We have to take taxpayers' money. I had to raise people's taxes last night to cover this sloppiness. And it was avoidable. It was avoidable.
Do these things come about, or have they come about in Moorhead because, number one, the city just wanted to grow at any cost, and number two, is it a good old boys town where it's, you know, God dang it, I'm friends with this developer, we like that developer, by God, you know, we're all going to make money here, we're going to get some new houses in Moorhead, because that is the perception for sure in the city of Moorhead, that it's all a big little club where we can all make money building houses and doing things.
I think the development community, you know, what's good is when we have new blood come in. But Stone Mill was new blood. They were out of the cities.
Hmm.
And so it's this question of, you know, do you use the people you know who have ties to the community, who might have some shame involved and reputation involved, or do you go outstate and work with these folks from Chicago or Minneapolis who can simply walk away? It's a business decision. We would love to have more developers in the city of Moorhead. Now that I'm off the council, I would love to see new ideas, fresh ideas, and we are seeing some of those. There is some of that. You know, we have this raw land. Who are we going to work with? Let's get this done. It was kind of that go-go time in the 2000s.
Yep.
300 lots a year on up, and we were doing great, and let's not read the agenda, and let's just shove things through, and don't worry about it. It'll all work out in the end. Well, that, you know, 2008, 2009, we saw it with the banks. I mean, this
and Moorhead wasn't the only place to do this.
No, every community. The Twin Cities, it just got
there were
out.
Tracks and tracks and tracks in St. Michael and Albertville, where there's
huge public
whole
investment.
Developments.
Well, they had a high school they built in the cities they didn't even open. I mean, you get so far out ahead of yourself, you convince yourself of growth, and then something like the recession of 08, 09. But Luther last night brought up, you know, the socialization of risk. Is that, you know, the private companies take the profit and dump the risk back on the taxpayers. And that's exactly what happened here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question of Del Rey and the new council, I think they have to do the work. They can't expect staff to do the work for them. The staff is taxed. The staff is busy. And no one wants to admit to a mistake they made. And so it takes a lot of digging and asking questions and asking questions and asking questions and asking questions. Just like when Bluestem came up. I had to ask that question for months until I finally got some honest answers on that. That is the responsibility of a city councilman. That's the responsibility of a mayor.
You're going to stick around for at least a part of one more segment because the neighborhood in which I live
is on.
We have some questions. We have some, now you're going off the council, so I can't. It's not questions of you.
Rudy's staring at me.
Rudy's
now.
Going, we have questions in Oakport Township as to, I don't know, what the hell has the city of Moorhead been doing for the last 10 years? Since you
legitimate,
were going to annex us.
Legitimate question.
Anything happen? Well, we'll talk about it after the bottom of the hour.
Good.
Lots of questions up north there of Moorhead.
Good.
City Councilman Mark Altenberg, outgoing. Received a text message from Gene Taylor, North Dakota State Athletic Director. There's been some rumors flying around out there that it was going to be the next Bison football coach was going to be somebody on staff. It was going to be, you know, Brent Vegan, or it was going to be Chris Kleiman, something like that. I heard rumors that he had met for hours yesterday with both of those coordinators. Kleiman's the defensive coordinator, Vegan's the offensive coordinator for the Bison. Gene Taylor, when I texted him and asked him, he texted me back and said, I met briefly with them both yesterday, but did not add up collectively to 1 hour. Maybe an hour total between the two. Both just wanted to focus on preparing for Coastal Carolina right now. So there have been some tweets and some things out there saying that he's decided on a new head coach and it's going to be this guy or that guy. I don't know that it's reached that point. It doesn't sound like there's been any. If he met with both of them for less than an hour each, adding up to an hour, that doesn't seem like a very lengthy process to hire a football coach at NDSU. But we'll see how things turn out. Moorhead City Councilman Mark Altenberg in studio with us. Have you applied for the job, Mark? Have you
new head coach?
New head coach for UND or NDSU? They're
no,
both looking for one.
No, I've applied for city council positions in Dilworth and Barnesville and West Fargo. But they haven't called me back yet, so
they could use some in West Fargo. Oakport Township.
Oakport Township.
I live in Oakport Township.
Soon to be Moorhead.
Soon to be the city of Moorhead in 2015
ish.
Or thereaboutish. Might be later from what I'm hearing rumors. Well, they're not rumors. I'm hearing
things. No, they're
not
rumors.
And this has been going on for a while, but there are some of people in my neighborhood talking about starting a petition.
Yep.
Get some signatures.
De-annexation.
De-annexation of Oakport Township, because many people in Oakport Township, rightly so, feel that the city of Moorhead is not ready to annex Oakport Township. What can you tell us? Can Oakport de-annex itself? Is that legal?
De-annex itself from Moorhead? I don't know. I think it's a great question. I would, you know, if moving forward, the people of Oakport need to organize and come forward to the City Council of Moorhead and say, this is what you promised us. If you're not able to deliver that promise, show us when you are going to be able to deliver these promises and how are you going to pay for it. I mean, I think last night was a clear display that the current city council, hopefully the new city council will be better, but the current city council is not able to uphold its obligations over the long term. We can't provide, currently, with the staff we have, we cannot adequately provide police and fire and operations and garbage and snow removal to the people of Oakport. It's a huge area, Mike. You know
mm-hmm.
this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're up in Crystal. You keep going. I mean, you just keep going north. And there's little cubby holes of houses mm-hmm. and trees and roads.
If you go north of Wall Street, that's the
going.
Big chunk of most of the houses, but it goes farther north than that, too.
Someone asked me today, forestry budget in Oakport.
There's some trees in Oakport.
There's some trees. There's some roads. I yeah. mean, curb and gutter. I mean, are you going to remove the drainage ditches, fill those in and do curb and gutter and do stormwater?
No.
No.
We don't want that.
And what type of police protection do the people of Oakport want? I mean, do they want full patrols? Do they want, you know, if Rudy the rescue dog gets out and about, do you want a community service officer grabbing your dog and bringing him to the pound? Or
nope.
I would assume, knowing the great people of Oakport, that, you know, someone sees Rudy the rescue dog running through their backyard chasing wild turkeys, they're not going to call the cops. You know, in the city of Moorhead, they would. So what about horses? What about four-wheelers? What about snowmobiles? I mean, these things, and it's not township officials sitting down with Moorhead City Council people. It's the people of Oakport sitting down with the people of Moorhead and having a conversation about what makes Oakport special. Why did you move up here? How can we preserve that which is special about Oakport? But how can we bring you into the city over the long term? And you have to start now. Because apparently
we should have started 10 years ago, or
well,
5 years
apparently
ago.
Apparently we're done as a city council now. We've had our one meeting this month. And we're done. So there goes December. Then January is going to be the reorganization of the council. Then you got February. Then you got flood. And then we're already into May. And then it's summer, and nobody wants to meet in the summer. And pretty soon we're doing budget in September. So somewhere in that schedule, we have to resolve the entire Oakport question. And you have to get organized, and you have to move forward. And I think a petition of either a petition of particulars of what you want to see, or a pre-de-annexation petition would get the attention of the Moorhead City Council.
And I think that's where it's at, is I think that the city council people need to know that we're going to put pressure on them to get this stuff done.
Well, you're going to be paying taxes to us.
Yeah. Well,
and you're
going
to be paying
so.
To the utility. And, I mean, you are going to be voting residents of Oakport. And one thing I know about Oakport is they love to vote. So I think the next first ward council member that comes up, it'll probably be 2016. If not 2014, but probably 2016, the year after annexation, if it goes forward, is going to have to answer to the people of Oakport.
What I've understood, and you might have mentioned it as well, is that I don't know if it's legal that Oakport could de-annex itself. I don't know if we
pre-de-annex
could. Pre-de-annex itself? Pre-de-annex
itself.
I'm not sure that that's legal.
I don't know.
it was a signed piece of paper, I think, back in the day whenever this whole thing went down.
I think that that's the first place you need to start. And the people of Oakport have legitimate concerns, and they need to get organized. They need to get organized now. And they should write down their concerns and call the people who represent them, the first ward representatives. And you got a new one, Mary Daly. Mm-hmm. She's fantastic. And Nancy Otto's great, too. But reach out to the people of Moorhead, too, and express you have to express your concerns to the people of Moorhead. Because here's the thing, Mike, is the people of Moorhead are actually going to invest more in Oakport than taxes coming out of Oakport for many years to come. Oakport's a pretty small population. In order to provide the services that we have promised, the people of Moorhead, again, are going to be taxed to provide services in Oakport, if we can do it, logistically and staff-wise. Because, you know, when Dave Ebinger, when the chief comes in and says, I need X number of officers,
two
or three or four officers at $80,000 a pop. That's $250,000 in a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then you talk to the fire department and how are they going to react? They want a new fire station. I mean, they need more people. You talk to operations, you talk to forestry. Did we promise you parks? I'm hearing that we promised you parks.
Oh,
yes.
We like parks in Oakport
and
Township.
And schools and all kinds of
really?
Things.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
It's going to be quite a development
it
up there.
It will be quite a development up there. So, but how are we going to pay for it? And it's going to be the current residents of Moorhead that are helping the residents of Oakport. Or the residents of Oakport can say, hey, just leave us alone.
Mm.
We want to simply preserve what we have now. Let's get some zoning. Let's get some understanding about how ordinances will be enforced. And maybe we enter into some agreements with Billy Berquist and others.
Knowing my neighbors in Oakport Township, it would be the latter that would be voted on right now. It would be just
That's
leave
fine.
Us alone. Just we want chickens in our backyard. We want ATVs driving down the streets. We want snowmobiles going through the front yards. We're okay with that.
We just have to write that up, though.
Okay.
I mean, that's what you need to come forward. And it has to be a good number of the people of Oakport, not just Mike McFeely and his buddy across the street, but a couple hundred people saying, yeah, we just want to be left alone. We want special zoning. We want special consideration that we are a rural entity within the city of Moorhead.
Text message comes in. This goes back to our discussion in the previous half hour. It says, Mike, my concern is why would people or businesses want to move to Moorhead when the ball is dropped this badly? I think he's talking about the developments failing and whatnot. Who is to say this won't happen again?
You can't say it's not going to happen again. Hold the people accountable that you elected to the Moorhead City Council. Hold the new mayor accountable. Ask these questions. You know, we had a truth and taxation hearing 2 weeks ago, and two people showed up.
Two?
Two.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you want to hold us accountable, show up, make some noise. The other thing is, why you want to move to Moorhead? Because Moorhead's a great city. And it's in Minnesota, the greatest state in the greatest country the world's ever known. I love Minnesota. I love Moorhead. And it's a great place to do business. It's a great place to raise kids. So, you know, but we need to make sure that this never happens again. But then again, we don't want to construct barriers so high that it discourages people who are willing to take a risk with private capital.
237-5948, 800-880-5346. I need to go to Don. Don, you're on with Mark Altenberg. Go ahead.
Mark, going back to the Moorhead development thing, and the letters of credit. Do you know the total amount of the two developments that the city, the initial letter of credit with the two amounts were, Mark?
No, I don't. I just know what I know for a fact is the missing special assessments that we had to pay this year was about $850,000.
Do you know what the deferred amount is against Stone Mill?
No, I don't. No, I don't. I don't have those numbers right in front of me.
Those are huge numbers. And what about the...
Do you know them, Don?
No, I don't. I know they're big numbers. And the 93 lots next year that the city's going to get back, Mark.
Which one now?
93 lots that they're going to get back next year.
Is that Parkview?
The one over on 30th, yeah.
Yep, Parkview, yep.
That's 93 more lots.
That's 93 more lots, plus there's a few more scattered around all over town. It's...
And that one also didn't get a letter of credit
again. That one did not get a letter of credit.
And when you say the council is accountable, Mark, I agree with you, but I disagree with you. Staff is responsible, and there's been nobody held accountable for those missing of those letters of credit or not following up on the letters of credit.
And I've said that publicly, and I've said that privately to folks in the city government. I think there should have been accountability, just like Blue Stem, just like other things where we have dropped the ball. And, you know, what we need, what's nice, Don, is that in January, we're going to have new leadership coming in. And I think that this new leadership, you know, having a CPA come in who is pretty hard-nosed about the numbers, but you have to be hard-nosed. And I told the new mayor this, is you've got the council is in one camp. You got the staff that's in one camp. You represent the people of Moorhead. Never forget that. You do not represent the staff. You do not want to get involved with the council and try to play political games. Represent the people of Moorhead the best you can in the time you have, and make sure this stuff never happens. Go for the details. Read your agenda. Go through. Ask the tough questions. If it makes people uncomfortable, then keep asking questions, because you're probably getting closer to the truth. And you're absolutely right. There's 93 more lots coming.
Is that? Do we know that? Is that
yes,
like a new?
Yes, it failed.
Okay, so Parkview failed. We got 93 more lots coming in Moorhead.
Yes, and it actually, Parkview is, if someone's got the capital, this is a great spot. It's over by the 100-acre park over by the soccer fields. It's right off Village Green. It's a fantastic area. It's fully built.
Oh, that neighborhood. Oh, that's a great neighborhood.
Okay. It's great neighborhood right down the street from Reinertsen.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, these are great developments. What's so sad, Mike, is, and Don, if these people could have held on for another 12 months, they'd be selling these lots and they'd be doing well. But this is the nature of the beast, is that you have to keep enough cash in hand when you're doing these developments to get through the tough times. And honestly, the tough times only lasted about 4 years. And these people ran out of cash and couldn't pay their taxes. But these are great lots and great developments. And the other trick that we have, Mike, is how do we sell these lots without competing against folks like
private developers,
Arista and the
right,
rest
yeah.
that are doing, and IDCO that are doing great work. So, and we just sold about 120 lots this year overall in Moorhead. The city of Moorhead is now the single largest holder of residential lots in the city of Moorhead.
Socialism, Mark, but that's a whole different topic for a different day.
That would be the utility.
Thank you, sir.
Hey,
appreciate
thank
it.
You, sir.
December 26th, 27th. As
yes.
I understand it, you'll be in this chair subbing for me, correct?
I will. I'm looking forward to it. Apparently, Pinto's not going to be here. It's just going to be chaos and wildness.
Good. It'll be fun.
And
I'll be listening.
I talked to Luther Stulen, and my former opponent, Jim Haney, has agreed to come on the show as well. So we're going to have
Super.
Some fun.
All right.
Merry
Mark,
Christmas.
Thank you, Mark Altenberg, the outgoing, reddened-faced, head-in-hand city councilman.